Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
John Hurley is joining us live from the Movement to Restore Trust, a group of lay Catholics trying to bring reform to the church. The organization just a few weeks ago called on Bishop Malone to resign. John, want to talk about this apostolic visit that has begun in the diocese at the request of the Vatican. The Brooklyn Bishop DiMarzio has been interviewing people this week in this diocese, more than 30 people, we're told. Were you one of them?
I was not, and we have not heard from Bishop DiMarzio yet.
Do you expect to?
I would expect that we would be heard, that we would hear from him, and I'm actually a little surprised that we didn't hear from him this week.
What is your, I guess, understanding of a timeline here, or how this visitation will take place, and are you going to know about any of it?
Well, I think this is a confidential process, the time frame is a little bit uncertain. But I think that the Vatican ordered the visitation because they wanted this done sooner rather than later. And I think there was an alternative process under the Pope's motu proprio, Vos Estes, but that had some built-in time frames of 30 days, 90 days, and that could have dragged on quite a bit longer. Some things that I've read have suggested that they want this wrapped up by November.
Well, have you heard of any members from the Movement to Restore Trust being being visited by this bishop?
No, and we've been in touch this week. Our organizing committee remains in touch, working on various matters, but no one has heard from Bishop DiMarzio.
Would it upset you if they didn't take into account, whether it's the movement or other parishioners, if those people weren't talked to during this entire visitation?
I think it would be, the optics would be bad, because the visitation is, I think it's a it's a broader inquiry here than just the bishop's handling of sex abuse cases in the diocese. And I think we have relevant information for Bishop DiMarzio on that score.
I mean, 30 people really is not very many, right, when you look at the scope of this?
Well, it depends. If they're the right 30 and they have relevant information, it could be the right number. I don't know if there's a predetermined number, and I don't think that this is an exhaustive look into everything that people think and feel. It's people with relevant facts that will help to give the Vatican an idea of what is happening here in Buffalo.
What was your reaction when this was first announced? Were you glad to see this happen? Were you amongst those who are kind of skeptical of the whole thing?
Well, I was encouraged, to be honest, because we had been in touch with the Archdiocese of New York, Cardinal Dolan's office, about what was going to happen under this Vos Estes process, and whether an investigation would be conducted by Cardinal Dolan or not. And frankly, it looked to us when we heard about the apostolic visitation that this matter had gone up the chain, as it were, to the Vatican. And this comes, directly with the blessing of the Pope. So I think that this the situation here in Buffalo has reached the highest levels of the church, and it may be hopeful that we could get a resolution of this soon.
Well, do you think that maybe this is the beginning of the end for Bishop Malone?
Well, I don't want to prejudge the investigation. I think that we've seen enough here that suggests that the bishop has lost his moral authority to lead the Catholics in the diocese. Certainly the Buffalo News poll suggests that to us. And we see each day enormous harm being done to the work of the church, whether it's in individual parishes or whether it's in great organizations sponsored by the church, schools, Catholic charities, things like that. So, you know, something's got to happen here.
You know, when you talk about damage being done, can the diocese wait for Bishop Malone to leave on his own terms?
We didn't think so in the movement to restore trust, which is why we asked for the bishop to step down voluntarily, because we were acquainted firsthand with this enormous harm that is occurring day in and day out, and it's not a good thing for the Catholics of the diocese or for the institutions of the church.
You mentioned the harm being done. Now, you're somebody who has hands-on experience working within the diocese every single day, and I'm wondering, from your perspective, you know, in weeks like maybe this past week, this past Sunday, when the diocese isn't necessarily front-page news every single day, do you still see the harm, see, you know, whether it's outrage or pain on people's faces on a daily basis when talking about this?
In all the circles that I travel and all the places that I go around the region, people are talking about this, and most are just shaking their heads at what has befallen the Catholic Church here in Buffalo. So, yes, I do see it. I go to church, and you need only to look around you in church to realize that people aren't coming to church anymore. I've been talking to pastors about what they're experiencing with collections and trying to keep the operation of the parishes going. So it's a pretty dire situation here.
John, what's happening with the MRT right now? Is everything kind of on hold?
Well, no. We had actually a very energizing meeting last week saying, well, if we're in a holding pattern here with Bishop Malone's status, there is still work that we can do. And our thought is that we need to reach out directly to the faithful of the diocese and continue the work going. So we expect to be issuing some statements here soon on how we see that happening, including, I think, we're hoping, another symposium at Canisius College.
Are you still working with the diocese itself?
Not presently, but I will tell you that I've been in touch with priests, individual priests, and We are anxious to work with the priests of the diocese. What we have pulled back from is our formal work with the joint implementation team that Bishop Malone had formed and was kind of running this from the central office of the diocese. That we're not participating in, but we'd like to reach out to the priests of the diocese and see, are there things that we can do, continue to do, to bring these reforms to fruition.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.